Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from 2013 Verizon Vikings training camp. First day of padded practice today, and that's going to get our first guest pretty excited because he plays linebacker. He's our leading tackler the last five seasons. It's Chad Greenway. Finally, we get rid of these non-padded walkthrough practices, man. We're going to strap them on, and we're going to hit a little bit today, right?
Yeah. First day of padded practice is always exciting. This is the best your body's going to feel for about 5 months. So after today, it'll all be downhill. Yeah. But, obviously, this is how you play the game. This is what you need to get used to, carrying your pads and playing with them, playing low. And it's just the next step.
How do you think you've been the leading tackler for five straight seasons? Have you always been a leading tackler on the team that you've played for? Or you're always just around the ball? How does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm always been near the top, wherever I played, any level. But it's just happened. I've been able to stay healthy for five straight seasons, yeah. Six straight seasons, but five as a leading tackler. So we're gonna have some great linebackers gonna be playing this year as well, and have good competition, I'm sure, which is always good.
Speaking of that, have you gotten to know Desmond Bishop very well yet? I mean, we know him from playing against him, I guess, but you're going to get to know him in a much different way, obviously. So what do you think about him so far?
Yeah, he looks good. I mean, I think he looks healthy, coming off the injury from last year. Looks good. He's a good player. Obviously, we knew he was talented coming over here. So I think through the first 2 days, he's been very exciting to watch and obviously very good, very talented. So he's going to be a great addition to our defense.
Do you guys, people always talk about who's going to be the nickel, Mike, who's going to be the base, the starting thing, the position battles. Do players think about that? Is that something that goes through people's minds here on the team, do you think?
I think just about when you get in and get your reps, you just need to be as on as you can. That's all you can worry about, and the other things will take care of themselves. Obviously, right now it's Aaron and me and myself playing the nickel, and then throw Marvin in base, and Desmond's been working around different positions. But the chips will fall where they are, and we'll know a lot more in a couple weeks.
This is the 48th year the Vikings have been in Mankato for training camp, and they just signed a three-year extension to remain here, and you've come here your whole career. Do you think this is a good spot for it?
It is. It gives you a chance to kind of get away from the Twin Cities, get away from Eden Prairie, where our facility is. It stinks to have to leave your family, but at the same point, this has to be your focus. This is your job. This is what you do. This is your craft, and you need to be great at it. And when you can get away like this and kind of get away from everything that is normal, you tend to just focus in on what your job is and what you have to do, and I think that's when you can kind of get a real good base of what you're trying to do.
That's Chad Greenway, the Vikings leading tackler for the last five seasons, and really the stalwart of the Vikings defense for a really long time, and a guy you can rely on. Now, the knock on Chad a lot is that he doesn't make the big play, a guy can't do everything, and I think this is going to be a season where Chad makes some big plays. He's, as he said, he's healthy, he's feeling good, he's really taken on a leadership role, and I'm looking forward to watching him in the defense play. And another thing is for Chad and his fellow defensive teammates, Alan Williams, who's our defensive coordinator, this is going to be his second season as the defensive coordinator. So I think that's going to be a really big thing for the Vikings defense. You get a guy who's going to be more familiar with his players, who's going to be more comfortable calling Leslie Frazier's defense. And obviously, Alan and Leslie have some familiarity with each other because they worked together for the Indianapolis Colts underneath Tony Dungy. And Alan Williams has won a Super Bowl. So that's what we want to do here. And hopefully, Alan can help us do that. And I think him coming into his second season is a big deal for the Vikings. So that'd be kind of cool. And touching on some of the linebacker position battles, Chad is not involved in one. Chad has his spot. As long as he stays healthy, Chad's going to have his spot. But now we have Desmond Bishop. He has experience playing inside linebacker or middle linebacker. He also has experience playing on the outside. You have Aaron Henderson, who has played mostly outside linebacker for his entire career, but now he's moving inside to play middle linebacker. So it's kind of an interesting position to watch here during training camp to kind of see how that all shakes out. And the cool thing is, in the off-season program, none of those practices are padded. And for linebackers, there's only so much you can do when the practices aren't padded. Here we come to training camp, and the practices are going to be padded. The coaches can see how those guys carry their pads, if they can gain leverage or not in some of their one-on-one battles. So that's going to be a really cool thing to watch, is just the linebacker position battle. From linebackers, we go to cornerbacks, where the Vikings pass defense last season, huge improvement. They were at near the bottom in 2011, but last season they moved up to middle of the pack, and this year they're going to make another big improvement, and a big reason for that is our next guest, is Chris Cook. What's going on, man?
Not too much, man. Just getting ready for the day.
And today's a big day. We were talking with Chad Greenway. You guys are going to start padded practices here. You have five straight padded practices beginning on Monday here. And for a defensive player and for a physical player such as yourself, you got to like that.
Yeah, man. You know, everybody's been looking forward to the full pads day. Well, maybe not everybody, but, you know, it's always a fun day to get the pads on and start to play some real football. As you know, you can't really have the physical aspect of the game without the pads.
And how do you strike that balance between wanting to be physical now that you're at camp and now that you have the pads on, but you're going against your teammates? So how do you kind of balance that?
Man, you just got to know how to practice. Coach Fraser harps on that a lot. You know, when we do get the pads on, just learn how to practice. We don't want to take guys to the ground until we have those live periods, you know, just so we can save guys to the game. You know, and I think everybody has that in the back of their mind, you know, when we go full pads and go full speed.
You like training camp? I mean, we got music playing in the background here, offensive linemen signing autographs. You just got done signing autographs. Lots of fans around that can get close with you guys. Do you like training camp?
Yeah, man, I love training camp. You know, it's a good place to gain fans. You know, they get to see your face when you don't have the helmet on. You know, it's a good place to bond with the fans and bond with your teammates because, you know, we're down here to work and we don't have too many opportunities.
Hey, how about this guy right here? MVP season, coming off an MVP season. Adrian Peterson also joins us here. Big deal to have Chris on our team, right? We want to be a big physical defense. You get to go against him in practice, and I know he doesn't get to rough you up or beat you up because he's your teammate, but Vikings defense wants to be a big physical, smart group, and Chris is a good guy to have, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely a good guy to have. And you can, based off last year, how he performed and how he just picked up this game and, you know, and start performing well each and every game. Yeah. And just continue to improve during the season. So I'm happy he's on my squad.
Yeah. Are we under the radar a little bit? Not a lot of people talking about us. And is that kind of where we want to be?
Yeah, that's where I like to be. And I'm sure other guys will say the same thing. Being on the radar, you know, guys not really expecting you to be, you know, this or that. But we are here grinding, we put in the work, and we know what we're capable of doing.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. How about you? Under the radar. Vikings, a little bit under the radar. You watch NFL Network or ESPN or whatever, talking about the Seahawks and the Jets and the Patriots and the Ravens. No one talks about the Vikings. We're a 10-win team coming off a playoff season with the reigning MVP on our roster, and they don't want to talk about us. Does that bother you?
Oh, no, it doesn't bother me, man. You know, I feel like that helps our focus more. You know, when people aren't talking about you, that it's either a good thing or a bad thing. And for us, I feel like it's a good thing. You know, we have a lot of young guys, and we can just come out here and work. When people aren't talking about us, we don't have cameras in our face 24/7. I feel like that's a good thing for us.
Last question for Chris Cook, who joins us on today's Wobcast. Xavier Rhodes, what do you think about him?
Man, I love having him out there, man. He's a very confident guy, and I can't wait to see what he's going to do on game day.
All right, man. Thanks for joining us. All right. That's Chris Cook. Going to be an important part of the Vikings defense this season. Having him and Xavier Rhodes as your two outside corners, I mean, both guys, 6'1", 6'2", and really going to help Leslie Frazier and Alan Williams do what they want to do defensively. And if those two guys stay healthy and play well on the outside, it's going to give the Vikings defense a lot of flexibility and versatility on what they want to do from a blitzing standpoint, from bringing pressure, what they do in their nickel package. When you can have two solid guys on the outside to take care of some of those big receivers in the NFC North, it's a big deal. And, you know, just as linebacker is, cornerback's going to be a fun position to watch here in training camp because, you know, you do have two solid guys in Chris Cook and Xavier Rhodes playing outside, but what are you going to do at nickel? I think Josh Robinson probably is the favorite to win that nickel cornerback job, that third cornerback job, but there's lots of guys who are going to be in that competition. Marcus Sherrills, A.J. Jefferson, Roderick Williams, Jacob Lacy, you know, all these guys battling, and this is where basically those jobs are won or lost is here at training camp on the fields at Minnesota State University, you know, as these guys take as many reps as they can and battle for spot on that depth chart. And then, of course, you get into the preseason games, but, you know, guys can win and lose jobs there as well. But this is really where it begins. Today, Monday, our first padded practice. We have five straight padded practices beginning today. They all start at 2:45 p.m., go till around 5 o'clock-ish. So I think, you know, if you're in the area and you can make it down to Mankato to watch practice, I would strongly recommend it. This this is a team that they're a 10-win team. They were a playoff team a year ago, but no one here thinks that that they haven't made. This is Leslie Frazier's got his team working hard. No one thinks they're entitled to anything around here. And as the guys have said, they're kind of flying under the radar a little bit. That's a good spot to be. So again, a reminder of the schedule: afternoon practices down in Mankato here at training camp, 2:45 to 5 o'clock. If you're in the area, come down and check us out. And if you're not, you're going to have to stay tuned to Vikings.com and the Vikings Entertainment Network, because we're going to have wall-to-wall coverage. We have photo galleries. We have player interviews. We have wobcasts, all sorts of stuff. So we hope you stay tuned. That'll do it for us today. Thanks again for listening. To play us out, we leave you with a hit from Kid Rock. Take it away. Yeah.